Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicole Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Man, I just love the beginning of anything. Of course, something has to end for us to have a beginning. And, you know, we're starting a new series that is called It's Time to Go for Gold. Say yes to the assignment, not just the reward. It's time to go for the gold. Say yes to the assignment, not just the rewards. Now, you know, we're going to be coming out of the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse 19 on this morning. But I want you to definitely put your seatbelts on, strap in, because this is going to take us down a journey. As I am on this call right now, we are at sea. But this is my assignment. As long as it's God willing that will allow me to come in and serve, I'm going to do it. And so I'm extremely, extremely grateful, and I count it a privilege to be here with you on this morning. You know, and so we have to definitely give all the thanks to God. I know people are like, okay, you're on your company cruise, for those who know, paid for by the company, but that's just the reward. How we got here is the assignment. Let's go to the Lord right now in prayer and ask him to make clear for you the assignment. I have found that when you truly work as unto the Lord and not unto man, he is sitting there waiting to release supernatural blessings in your life. Not what we should strive for. We should strive for how can we work for him. Dear Lord, we come before you. We honor you on this day, for this is the day that you've made, and we are so glad and joyous that we get another opportunity in the land of the living. Dear Lord, you are majestic. You are holy. There is no one bigger than you. There is no one higher than you. Dear Lord, as we begin to seek to put you first in every area of our life, dear Lord, we ask your Holy Spirit to come in and intervene with anything else that we've made a priority. Then let it be clear to us, oh Father God, what is the assignment that you have for us. We know that it concerns your people, but show us, where do we go to work? Dear Lord, right now, as we are pursuing that, we're going for the goal. We want the biggest and we want the best so that we represent your kingdom at the highest. That means we have to lay aside ourselves. We need to lay aside our own agendas. We need to put your perfect will first. That's what we're asking for, dear Lord, as we are just hungering and thirsting, just like the deer panted for water. We're coming after you like never before, oh Father God, so that you will make your plan made known to us in a clear fashion. We're coming to you in admitting that we're babes. As your omniscient power, clarify for us. We're asking, oh Father God, that we decrease, that you may increase in our lives. We cover and we seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ, who went to Calvary just for us. We love you and we acknowledge you. Amen. So, guys, as we're here and, you know, not sure, I'm going to see if you come in a queue, let's try it. You know, I'm willing to go for it. Let's try it. But as we start talking about it's time to go for the gold, and you have to start saying yes to your assignment, not just the rewards. I know that in network marketing, pursuing the rewards, we know we get the titles. I know we hit the highest position in our company here recently at 4 years, 3 months. But that was probably saying God is like, okay, that's the end of something. So it's the beginning of something else, as I just shared with you guys. And I already know that it's the beginning of just reaching that hand out to pull as many people up as possible. But most people believe that even in network marketing, that it's okay to still come in and just operate at a mediocre level, that it's okay to operate in the same strength, the same persistence, the same energy as they do even for their jobs. They act like they're working for someone else versus working unto the Lord. And so let's go ahead and read our scripture for today, and so that we can go on and ask God, what does he mean by this? Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and 19, of course, this is King Solomon here, right? Our brother King Solomon. He says, as for every man to whom God has given riches and wealth and given him power to eat of it, to receive his heritage and rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. Now, I need you to pay attention that it lays out to for every man that God has given the riches. And Deuteronomy 8 and 18 reminds us that it's God that gives us the ability to gain wealth. It is truly saying that if you are pursuing God's way, you do it his way. And you get the riches not from hook or crook, not by any way possible, not by compromise, but doing it by God's way when he gives you the riches and the wealth. And then he gave you the power to eat of it, giving you the access to the rewards, to receive your heritage, meaning it's already planned. This is already planned that this is yours by what Jesus Christ did for us. Now you can rejoice in that labor. Did it for God. It says, this is the gift of God. Well, many people like to pursue just the rewards, forgetting that there's an assignment attached to what God is giving you. And so it's time for us to address or reassess, because some people, they have the goal out there. I just want to help a lot of people. Ask God, where do he need you to help people in the assignment? Where do he need? What are you assigned to? This is why a lot of people get tripped up in comparing themselves to other people. This is how a lot of people get tripped up on feeling like they can replace someone else. You can't replace anyone else in the kingdom or in network marketing. Maybe in a job you can, because maybe in a job they have a particular managerial position or supervisor position that is named this, and this is what their job is. And then there's a man that's assigning people to that job. I'm talking about the assignment that God has assigned you to, and it would only be God assigned it to you. This is where confusion comes in, and we know that it says that God is not the author of confusion. So if you're confused as to where you're supposed to be, if you're confused as to what you should be doing, it says it's not God. So now when we start here, we're here on this 7-day cruise paid for by our company, and when we're looking around, not only we're in VIP, style, meaning that the company has put us in a suite, 2-level suite. We feel like we're in, maybe a loft in one of the most prestigious areas of a city, but where we're at sea. The elevation has come as a result of, and I will never, ever forget me serving God's people. That's where it came from. It didn't come from because I'm smart. It didn't come from because I was an A student. It didn't come from because I know the plan. It first came from God. And I acknowledge that unapologetically. Why? Because the word says that when it's given to us through God, by God, and he's allowed us to eat from it, it's already been laid out our heritage that we can rejoice in this labor. If you're saying, I really want gifts from God, I don't want gifts from man, you're not going to consistently try to get approved by man, but get on your assignment from God, things are going to change. All of a sudden, the things that you didn't used to want to do, all of a sudden, the things that seem like were burdens for you to get up and go and help some people today, the things that it seemed like, oh, wow, it was so confusing for me to understand, what do I say here in the script? What should I say now? It's going to start flowing from the heart and not your head, and then supernatural things are going to start happening in your business. We're talking about here, we're here, you know, have people who are assigned to us at our beck and call here in this suite. And I need you to think about this for a moment. While you are striving to go for the gold, I'm talking about like the gold medals if you're in the Olympics, right? You are saying, well, who am I competing against? You're not competing against your fellow mates that are in your company. You're not competing against, you know what I mean, the leaders in your company. You're competing against, I can tell you, the world of darkness. There is a place that many people want to ignore, that want to keep you the tail and never make you the head. If we begin to understand that we're supposed to be operating in the kingdom, for the kingdom, then a lot of things will be different. Go for the gold. Do you think that if we were looking at Michael Jordan, don't you think that his dream eventually was to be one of the greatest of all time, to be amongst the best of the best? Do you think that the Williams sisters, they just thought that they were just going to be hitting a tennis ball to not eventually be amongst the best of the best? Did you think that Tiger Woods felt like, okay, I just want to be mediocre, I just want to hit this golf ball? Listen, get in the game, get on your assignment so that you can now be a part of the best of the best. But you got to have faith. You got to make up in your mind and your heart right now that that's your spot. The spot at the top don't mean that there's no one else there. This is the biggest misconception in network marketing. It's supposed to be the people like us here on this cruise, the ones who went before you, only to show you what's possible, only to give you inspiration and motivation to get on your own assignment and get out of somebody else's lane, only for you to decide, you know what, it doesn't matter how long it takes for me, I'm going after what God said is for me. That does not require soloism. That does not require you sitting on or burying your gifts. That requires major collaboration. I know you've tried it your way already. Your attitude needs to be adjusted. There needs to be a positive outlook on what you're trying to achieve for God, not for man. You just want everybody else to pat you on the back and say, well done, good job. But God know what you did and how you got it. Let it be where when you do get those gifts from God, it's so clear you can commune with him in such a pure way that you don't want to have to repent all the way to the top. Let's open it up and let's open our hearts up. Don't try to cheat the system. The system was there before you. Build it to last. Anything that you're building for the kingdom will last, meaning that I can go away. But the seeds that have been sown into those who have the ears to hear, they will continue to sow those seeds because their heart will not let them rest until they do. We got to go for the gold. We got to go for the gold. We're not talking about the rewards. That's just the smallest part of it. Let's talk about this. Let's see if we can open up call on today. We're not looking for approval. We're not. We on this thing called boom. We on this thing called boom. It says that it's supposed to work in this spot. Good morning. Good morning. Let's pray and hope that it opens up. 480 last 47725. Get ready. Get ready. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Jason. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Oh, Pastor, that's awesome. Good morning, Jason. It worked. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Y'all look like y'all are having the best time of your life.
Work all year long to do it. Well, in the warning, we sounded out the horns and told the leaders, work. All you need to be is a certain title in the company, and you work. And we have people here that has only been in the company this month, but other people ignored the call. Get on the assignment. Good morning. What's going on, Jason? What would you like to share this morning?
Well, I wanted to let you know that it's confirmation again. Just yesterday, I was in prayer, and the word spiritual multiplication kept coming to my mind over and over and over again. So I just got a little curious, and I looked it up, and there's a difference between spiritual addition and spiritual multiplication. And what that means is you can reach out to a lot of people, and a lot of people can come into the business with multi-level, you know, network marketing. But multiplication is when you get into the Great Commission, when you train up people and make disciples, and then they're able to make disciples, and then those are able to do the same thing. And that's what I am praying for God to give me the mindset for, because I'm not out there just trying to, I'm trying to build a big business for the kingdom. So if I'm going to do that, I need to apply the same principles. So everything that you're saying about going for the gold and reaching people and training them and doing what we need to do and getting with the people that will help us, you know, along the way, that is exactly the same mindset that I am in right now. And again, I thank you again, Nicola.
Listen, I'm telling you, Jason, as we move through this series, and I know, because God has to shake people up to say, listen, there is a systematic way. If he already has all of what we have, there's a way to get to it. It's considered, they say the mysteries. They say the mysteries will be unlocked, but it has to be coming from a pure place. God cannot operate in mess. And so this is the thing I tell people, don't even try to impress anybody. Don't try to fool anybody, because where the wealth really comes from, he knows everything. So we might as well just get 100 with God. Good morning. 678 last 48848. Good morning. Okay, we got to be ready to get in the queue. Good morning. 718 last 44177. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Barbara. How are you?
I'm really well. Thank you.
Yep, I found a good coffee. Good morning.
I'm having some right now, but you're ahead of me. But oh. I have to tell you that, you know, when I got involved in this network marketing company, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know where I was going, more important. I just felt in my heart it was right. And I didn't know how I was going to accomplish any of these things, but I knew that I wanted to be the best. I wanted to be the best leader. I wanted to be the best service provider to the customers. I wanted to be the best spokesperson for the company. And that's what I prayed for. And you came along. And you brought Spirit into my heart, into my life, in a way it's never been before. And I had some personal coaching with you, and you really helped me map out what I needed to do, and I've been applying all of that, and I see I'm growing, and I see more than, like you were saying earlier, getting to the ranks, and more than that, what I see happening is it's just a beautiful, it's a beautiful, I'm getting emotional, but it is so powerful, because what's happening is that I'm able to reach people in a way I never did before. And that's, it's unbelievably rewarding for me. And that, and for them, I'm hoping, that's the whole reason. But for me, it has been this, just an amazing, solid, strong, powerful, just solid, just really feel, you know, like I've got my sea legs, you know, no pun intended because you're on the ocean, but, you know, I feel planted firmly.
That's right.
And I just know that going for the gold is absolutely where I am, absolutely. So this is just a perfect message. Thank you so much.
Praise God. I hope that we are able to, I pray and hope that we're able to reach you guys this whole time, you know, as we're moving through the ocean. And I'll be doing some more videos for you guys to see, you know, what's happening here. It's so amazing. But it's just about what's possible. It's just about what's possible for you. Good morning, 706, last 413, 16, very loud background. Let's see if we can balance the background just a little bit. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey,
good
Nicole,
morning.
How you doing?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm good. So sorry for the noise. I'm on these people. Judge, this is Jerry from Alabama, Jerry Walker.
Hey, Jerry, how are you?
I'm great. I just wanted to say thank you because me and my girlfriend were just talking about doing a vision board and about how what we're praying for is not about us. It's about our children and going out helping people and helping build the kingdom of God up. And then you turn around and get on the call and confirm the word what we just were speaking about. So, again, I thank you for everything that you're doing.
There you go. There you go. So that means you got to go do it. You know, one of our
yes,
senior,
ma'am.
Yeah, you got to go do it. One of our senior vice presidents, Robin Robinson, she was sharing with me on how she put all these things on this vision board and how so many of them have come into fruition. And at the end of the day, you know, when you're doing it and you're thinking like, I'm just doing something, but you're writing it out and making it plain, you know, in the book of Habakkuk, that's what it tells us to do. And this is the thing, is that the Holy Spirit will bring all these things into your remembrance if you're connected to the word of God. And we have to be able to rightly divide the word of truth. Anything that goes against what the word of God says is not the truth. And so I am telling you right now, he tells us that we cannot be slothful. We must be diligent. Many people are so distracted, and it leads to so many other emotions that is not of God. Get focused and ask God, what is your assignment? It's not going to come clear that you have to continue to commune with God because he's speaking to you, but you may not hear him. But that comes from the attitude, like we said, we want to thirst, just like the deer panteth for water. Are you that desperate for God, or are you more desperate to be seen? What are you desperate for?
God knows the difference. No matter what you say, He knows the difference. I'm trying to help you to move back, remove the layers, the scabs of life, so God can truly do that huge, that good work in you. It's already there. But it just needs to be discovered by you and uncovered by God. God bless you. We're going to be here on tomorrow, God willing. Take care.